Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and I'm here with our star-studded cast of characters today, Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resources here. What are you laughing about?
I'm laughing at Joe Haley can't just sit still and fold his hands like in Catholic school.
And well, you used to sit next to me, and now you're at the head of the table.
We're having technical difficulties down there at the end of the table.
So I thought it was a body odor.
Are they called your hair. Craig and Rooster? Those are our technical difficulties?
Yes.
Andy Cohn?
Yeah, I'm here. What's
you
up?
Are here.
How you doing?
Good. I know you're closing
Excellent.
Counselor Magazine.
Yeah,
what's the top story?
Close that bad boy.
What is the top story?
Power 50, baby. Just released. We delve deep into the Power 50. Ooh. Deep.
Wow, I can't wait to see. Actually, I've already seen
You've
it,
seen.
And it's fantastic.
Stop
Who's
it.
Number one?
Who I can't tell
one?
You that.
Who is number one?
Didn't we say
Actually,
number
I can.
Is it your
yes,
number one?
We have.
You're number one.
It's a trio from PolyConcept.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They impressed us with their Trimark sportswear apparel acquisition, and so now they're the tops of the world.
And
right, Michelle?
Takes,
tops of the world.
I can speak from experience. It takes a lot to impress Andy Cohn.
It does. You must jump through many a hoop.
Kathy Houston, what's the cover story for Advantages for December?
It's the apparel issue.
And what's a hot trend that you can tell
orange.
Us? Orange.
And color blocking.
You wore orange
and
the other day.
I did.
Wow.
And florals.
I don't
All
even know
together.
What, I don't
okay,
even
there's
know
four
what
of the 10 trends.
Color blocking is. What's
Joe
color
Haley.
Blocking?
Joe Haley, do you know what color blocking is?
Yeah, that's when they would do different colors in like geometric shapes, like blue up here, white over here, orange down here, yellow there.
It's based maybe on the artist Mondrian. That's where color blocking comes from. Just saying.
All right. You don't even have that in our apparel.
Glad our boys are so fashionable.
Check out Michelle going highbrow.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little more pedestrian.
Craig Belcher is manning the tech booth. However, is this your last? Is this his last time doing so? Next week is his last time. So Aww. Rooster is listening in, and Rooster will be our new sound guy.
Oh, it is very
What's
sad.
What's Rooster's real name?
Rooster?
We have no idea.
Really?
Benny Driscoll is going to be taking your calls today. Calls at 215-953-4979. We are going to be talking about Obama's mandate to cut promo spending. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? We have lots of opinions on that. And
it's not necessarily promo spending, but we'll move on.
Well,
we'll deal with that later.
Promo products.
Andy
spending,
knows what he's talking
perhaps.
About.
Perhaps.
Anyway,
as
you
would
got
say,
an opinion on that.
As you would say, pos pos.
Pos pos. If you've got an opinion on that, call us now, 215-953-4979. If we put you on the phone on the air today, Joe, what are we going to give you?
Double date with Kathy and Rooster.
Oh. Wow.
Or a Visa $25 gift card, which is probably a better value for it.
You know, Joe, has anyone ever selected the date? Maybe we're putting the wrong candidates up.
No one has selected the date.
Somebody, yeah, somebody wanted a date with you once, Joe.
Oh, that's right.
How'd that go?
How'd that work out?
It didn't work out so hot.
All right, we got a lot on the slate today. Joe, what else is on tap for today?
Okay,
how
do you increase sales by asking your clients specific questions?
Huh? I don't know.
We have Daniel Gogler on the phone.
Thank
for
you, Michelle. He's calling in to help us with that. How will President Obama's mandate to cut promo spending affect the industry? Melinda talked about that. The Distributor Choice Awards are coming up, and Andy's got a little preview. 5 ways to boost referrals to find customers, Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, I do.
You're going to let everyone else know?
That's right.
Hey, I have some pretty creative QR codes. They don't have to be just this little black stamps that you see on the bottom of a page or a product. So we're going to show you what some folks are out there doing that's a little more different. Effective ways to grab market share. Kathy's going to take a look at that. We also have some favorite things we'd like to show you. And if we get to it, I might want to get something off my chest. But before we...
It's been a long time since we've done that.
I think we're going to have time for
We're
going to
bring that back
today.
Let's do it.
My head's about to explode. Let me tell you something. Andy... Well, we're going to start with the industry news and you, though. Go.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with news out of the White House. President Obama last week ordered federal agencies to cut expenses in specific areas, including promotional product spending, by a combined 20%. Promo products were included in a group of expenses like travel, tech, print, and fleet costs that Obama said would have to be trimmed by a total of 20% beginning in 2013. We will be discussing this developing story later in the show. Third quarter industry financial reports now. Top 40 supplier Broder Brothers said that it increased sales in the quarter by 5% and net income by 26%. Another supplier, Hanes Brands, also reported a 5% increase in the third quarter and earnings growth of a company record 44%. Earnings season for public companies in the ad specialty market continues. Fossil announced 23% sales growth in the quarter and 31% revenue increases over the first 9 months of 2011. This is the company's eighth consecutive quarter of global double-digit same-store sales increases. Plus, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
You know, it's all about the restaurant market. What restaurants can use to market themselves and companies that want to market to restaurants. We got some products. So good ideas.
Rock on.
Good ideas.
Good ideas.
That's what Joe is about. All about ideas.
I try, Andy.
Thanks very much, Andy. We have Daniel Gouger on the phone. He is a VP of marketing for Printing.
I think
for
you
Best.
Just ruined his last name.
Gogler?
It's Gogler.
Gogler. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, Daniel. He's on line one. He is going to talk about how to increase sales by asking your clients specific questions. And who would not want to increase sales? I want to know. No one.
You're right. That's why no one answered.
Hey, Daniel, how are you?
Great, great. Thanks, Michelle and team. Exactly. You know, when you're having a meet or a sales call with your client, you know, it's not so much about what you say or how you say it, but more about what you ask. So I'm just going to share with you a few of my favorite questions that I find open the conversation up to generate a ton of new business.
Yeah, that's great.
The first question that I love to ask is, especially if you're working with a small business owner or an executive at a business owner who owns the business, is what can you tell me about your business? This opens it up. Business owners love to talk about their business, and they will go on and on and on and give you tons of information.
Mm-hmm.
When they answer this, though, you also want to resist the urge to start selling at this point. Don't sell. You want to solve their problem. Because in addition to them telling about you what's going great in their business, they're also going to tell you about the challenges that they're overcoming.
Sure.
The next question that I really like to ask is when you get more specific to the product and to the solution that you're going for, is how will you determine success and to have them define their success criteria. The success criteria will let you know if the campaign is a success or a failure, and by understanding this, it will allow you to make a sales pitch that is crafted to your customer's own requirement. And you can take this one step further even, and you can, especially if you have a good relationship with who you're the buyer, is you can ask them how this decision affects them personally. How are they measured, and how can you help them look good to their boss or help them grow their business? And this, the whole purpose of doing this is you're building trust and demonstrating that you're a professional salesperson and different than your competitors.
Well, that's great, Daniel. Thank you so much. And, you know, we just saw you at the Power Summit. What was your favorite thing about the Power Summit?
The Power Summit was great. You know, I love the networking opportunities, some great sessions on the economy, and, you know, just some great to meet with other industry professionals and hear about their business and what's going right and what they're struggling with.
That's great. Well, Daniel's one of our favorite and smartest marketers in the industry, and if you'd like more information from him, we will have his contact information on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Daniel.
You know, I think an important point that he made there was to find out from your customers how they define success. That's really what he said. He said, you know, ask how would you define success from this campaign? And it's something that I think distributor salespeople don't ask enough. You know, they're in the process of planning a campaign. They don't necessarily know what the ultimate goals are. You know, mm-hmm. So find out at the beginning or even during the process when you're putting a campaign together for a client. You know, what are they going to be happy with in the end?
And I like how he also said, how's it going to make the buyer look?
Right.
Like, how's he going to come off to his boss or whatever?
Absolutely. All right, well, promotional products was in the news a lot last week, as I'm sure most people have heard. Andy, first, let's clarify. Now, Obama mentioned promo spending in terms of, in some cuts last week. But before, you know, lest we alarm everyone, let's put it in perspective a little bit.
Yeah, he grouped five areas together and told federal agencies that his mandate was to cut 20% total combined from those five areas. So
it was things like travel.
Yeah, like I said in the news, it was travel and print and fleet costs, meaning like company car type costs, and personal technology. So, you know, BlackBerries and iPhones that federal employees have and things like that. So promotional product spending was added into that as one of the areas. But it's the other areas can be cut and promotional products cannot be cut. Promotional products could be cut, but it's more of a combined look at federal agency budgets as opposed to initially the reporting was that 20% had to be cut from each of those areas.
Right.
It's important to, like you said, to clarify that it's 20% total from the area, so it's up to the agencies how they plan out those cuts.
So bad news is promotional products were mentioned in the cuts. However,
right.
You know, and I, when I saw the clause on promotional products, it did say to cut uses of promotional products when they weren't used effectively.
Right,
unnecessary, ineffective
spending. Right.
You know, we could all argue that they are often used.
You know, you don't want promotional products to be used ineffectively anyway.
Of
you
course.
Want them to shine and to show exactly what their point is, which is to expand a brand or to connect with an audience, to, you know, brand an agency or an item or whatever it is that the government is trying to promote at that point. So you want effective branding anyway, and if there is ineffective spending, you know, then that's maybe not the best use of promotional products anyway.
Sure. Well, we want to get people's opinions on Obama's mandate last week. Call us at 215-953-4979. Let us know what you think. On line three, we have Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, Jeremy. Where are you from?
New Jersey.
Aha. So what do you think about this Obama mandate?
Well, it's obviously cutting into my business, or going to cut into my business, I fear, so I'm not thrilled about it. But I'm wondering, you know, what I can do to spread word to my clients that ad specialties are, you know, cost-effective and deliver really good ROI.
Show them case histories. Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, we have our CEO, Tim Andrews, had a lot of media interviews last week, including with the Washington Post, in which he actually used this as an opportunity to educate people, including the government, about promo products. Some interesting, you know, things you might want to mention is the government has relied a lot on promotional products lately to save money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, you know, they all use them in their campaigns, and they're the most popular, you know, one of the most popular campaign tools out there. But if you guys remember last year, the U.S. Census, instead of sending thousands of government representatives door to door to get people to answer their forms, they used promotional products as incentives, and they saved taxpayers up to $85 million just by using promotional products instead of people. So, you know, again, that's a really cost-effective way that the government has used promo products in the past.
Right.
What do you guys think?
Well, like our caller here is asking, I think this is an opportunity. We quoted somebody, a couple of people from the industry last week when we were writing stories about this issue, saying that this is an opportunity to educate customers and, you know, if you are working with any government agencies on the power of promotional products and how they can, you know, provide a return on investment. We've shown how they do in wellness programs by numbers, but we've also
shown 3-to-1
ROI. Yeah, so, you know, we've also shown through our ad impression study, which you can find online on our website, exactly how people can get a return on investment of their promotional products and the cost per impression and how it compares very favorably to all other media. So I think that these are statistics and, like Kathy said, anecdotal information that you have with other clients of yours. These are things to be shared with all of your clients, not just government clients, but everybody, because they might find the news story, you know, on CNN or wherever and wonder if, you know, promotional products are important to their business, and they are, and you just need to show them how.
Absolutely. And the study Andy mentioned, the ad impression study, can be found on ASI Central. Again, it shows that promo products deliver an impression of just half a cent per impression,
right?
Which is, you know, far better than any other kind of advertising media. So really, in a time when people are cutting costs, it's one of the most effective marketing tools available. So anyway, hope that gives you a little ammunition, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day. On line two, we have Liz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't sell ad specialties to the federal government, but I am concerned about the precedent this may set on a local level and the message it sends to businesses that logo products are wasteful. I heard you, you know, give some examples, some good ideas to the last caller, but how can I combat that bad PR?
Well, because I think we already put good PR out there about it. You can access the Washington Post article for which Tim Andrews was interviewed, and he gives a lot of good examples.
Yeah, and again, if you go on asicentral.com, it's right there. You know, you should tweet it out, put it on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
you know, send it out through all your social media outlets.
I would imagine, though, that, you know, the fear is, you know, that people may say, well, the government says it's, you know, wasteful, so, you know, what are my clients and what's local government, what are local governments
going to
say? government though uses.
I mean, if
products.
You go on, what is it? Is it BarackObama.com? Whatever his site for reelection is.
Yes. Store.BarackObama.com. It's,
yeah,
it's got every promotional product on there possible.
Yeah, which, you know, all the money he's using to fund his campaign. So obviously he thinks that, you know, that they're very
effective,
you know, effective and that people want them. You can. I even have a Barack Obama spatula in my office right this moment that Joe Haley got for me. So thanks, Joe. But, you know, I mean, government, you know, or people running for government spend millions and millions of dollars on promotional products. You know, what a great cost-effective tool to help them get elected.
Honestly, I think it's a, like I said before, I think it is a an incredible opportunity for salespeople and distributors in this market to talk about it with their clients. And like we said to the last caller, to promote the effectiveness of it, but also, you know, promotional products aren't as often in the national media news as they were last week when it came, because they were mentioned in categories like company cars and personal technology and travel. Those are big areas, you know. So the fact that it's being focused on is obviously means it's a it's an expenditure of theirs. They're trying to watch it for sure, as the government is trying to cut expenses in many ways. But I think this is a great opportunity to talk about the effectiveness. They obviously feel they're effective because they're a line item in their budget.
Right, right.
That's pretty clear.
You know, and just remind your clients why they're using them. It might be for, you know, strengthening the brand, you know, for employee goodwill, to recognize top salespeople. Those are all promotional products. And do they want to stop using them just because the government says that we're going to cut it by 20%. I mean, why are they using the promotional products? And, you know, compare it to other forms of advertising. How can you reach, in a very personal way, mass, you know, amount of people, you know, hand-to-hand, one-to-one? I'm going to give you the advertising, and people want to receive that.
I'd like to hear your opinion on this. Sorry, Joe.
That's okay.
Call us at 215-953-4979. On line 5, we have Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good. So what do you think about this?
Actually, I think the last few comments were right on target. I think it gives us another opportunity to talk about the value versus other media and, you know, kind of zero in. If the client is concerned about how they're spending money, we can show them how to monitor the return on investment. And we've got case studies where we can show that, you know, we're way, way above broadcast media at a far lesser cost.
Absolutely.
And it's a targeted market. I mean, you can take any business or profession and you say, what's the profile of your best clientele? Well, let's try and get more of those. And I'm amazed. Most companies that I talk to are very savvy about their own business operations, but they don't have any clue how to market. And that's what we're for. We're the pros walking in the door to help them find a proper solution and an answer to their marketing needs.
I like that. I like
that's
that
great.
Positioning. All right. Thanks so much for calling, Bob. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line 3, we have Irv. Good morning, Irv.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. You know, it's like walking on eggshells if you say something bad about the president, so I want to be a little careful. But, you know, we have to understand. I mean, yesterday he said that the American people are lazy. So is everyone listening to that and saying perhaps the president's saying useful things? But getting back to the promotional products issue, you know, promotional products are good in any time, but they're even more important in a poor economy. What better way to send your message in bad times than like right now? So, you know, to me, it makes even more sense to make sure that the customer understands and we get the message out that it is an important part of any company. Or government agency, for that matter.
Absolutely. When we went through the recession, I think we touted that message hard. You know, that should be a time when people should use more, you know, promotional products because they are so cost effective. All right. Well, thanks so much for calling, Irv. Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. On line 1, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to make a comment on it, and I think the promotion products are an easy target because when they're purchased, sometimes without thought of return on investment and effectiveness of the promotion, maybe it's judged that way. Yet some of the most successful companies that we all know about had success with promotional products. And I think the bottom line is that if a promotion is designed properly, it's accepted widely. But when you see companies maybe spending egregious amounts of cash on promotions and may not have effectiveness at the bottom line, that's when they're judged harshly. You look at the campaigns that the presidential campaigns do, they're not giving away, you know, $80 items to masses of people. They're doing bumper stickers. They're doing things that are highly effective and highly, you know, large quantities and highly effective on a budget. So maybe that's why it seems like an easy target to go after, and it seems like a good buzzword to say we're going to cut out all the promotions. And sometimes when you see some of the governmental products, like you said, you have a spatula with the president's face on it, you know, maybe those are the things that they're judging.
Well, that's a fantastic point. I think Andy mentioned this earlier, but, you know, I don't think any of us would support the ineffective use of promotional products, and that's why people really need to work with a distributor and, you know, work with someone who knows what they're doing and who's going to help them design a program that's going to meet their needs. But I totally agree.
Yeah, I really do agree with that, and I think that's why this is a really, I wouldn't say positive development, but I think this is a good opportunity for distributors to talk about the effectiveness of promotional products. You don't want your clients to be buying promotional products, even though that that short-term deal might be good. You don't want them buying promotional products for what might be ineffective means, because then if it doesn't work, they're not going to come back to you. So you do want to tout the effectiveness of promotional products, and you really only want to be working with clients as much as possible that are thinking about them in you know, smart ways. And obviously the government at certain points is probably not thinking about them in smart ways.
Yeah.
Also, don't forget that ASI has put together some great videos from the surveys. They got some hard facts and figures on how effective promotional products are when used properly, and they're right on the I believe they're right on the ASI site, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's true, Stanley. ASI Central, look for the ad impression study, and you'll get lots of great ammunition there. Thanks so much for calling, Stanley. Have a great day.
You have a great week.
We're going to pause now for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, Andy's going to give us some information about the Counselor Distributor Choice Awards.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-857-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
We're back with ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We've been talking about Obama's mandate last year to cut spending, in which he mentions promotional products. If you want to give us a call, call us now, 215-953-4979, on that topic. In the meantime, Andy Cohen is going to tell us some news about the Distributor Choice Awards.
All right, so if you're going to do one thing this week, what is it?
You're going to vote.
That's right. You are going to vote, not for a presidential election or anything like that. You're going to go to asicentral.com/ASI awards, and you're going to vote in the Distributor Choice Awards, because voting ends on Friday.
Tell us what it is.
The Distributor Choice Awards honor suppliers in about 54 or 55 different categories, so it's broken down into many different product sectors. You don't have to vote in every category.
We already have a list of finalists for each one.
Right. There's up to a dozen finalists in each category, and you pretty much just vote for your favorite supplier within those categories. And you can only vote. You can vote for all the categories, or you can vote for only the categories
you
that you buy
ballot?
From. You can't stuff the ballot. We watch for those things, but definitely go vote. It's the ballot is very simple to walk through. It's at asicentral.com/ASI awards, and voting closes this week. So get your votes in now.
And the winners will be announced in a big ceremony at ASI Orlando.
That's right.
All right.
And in the February issue of Counselor.
They will. Thanks, Andy. Joe, you talked about QR codes.
Well,
everyone's using them. How do you use them creatively?
Well, you know, they started a few years ago to traffic car parts. You know, you just, you know, scan it and you know where the car part is, if it's in stock and all type of stuff. But people have been using it more so now for marketing purposes.
On T-shirts, I've seen.
T-shirts, and the idea is to get people with smartphones to get them to go someplace, a landing page, a blog, a video or whatever. But they're kind of ugly looking. You know, China's a little black blob. It looks like a stamp. So I got some QR codes here that have been done very creatively. And Craig's going to assist me with the camera. All right, this first one. That is for a razor. That's for Gillette. I'll show everyone here in the studio.
Cool.
Yeah, it looks like shaving cream. The razor's coming through. Anyone who scanned this, it would take them to a landing page where you could get tips on shaving and videos as well. So that's something a little different. Look
so
at
you
this.
Can put images in
You
the
put images.
Thing.
Absolutely.
I haven't
so
seen that.
It's become an art. What do you think that's for?
Wow, that's Ralph Lauren Polo.
Polo, I could see it from the back.
Craig's going to come in. It's Ralph Lauren Polo. Anyone who scanned this, and they sent their email to this site, once you scan there, it puts you in the running to win two tickets to the U.S. Open Tennis tournament, which Ralph Lauren was a sponsor. Michelle's going to, you like this one?
Yes.
Yes. All right. What do you think it is?
True Blood.
True Blood. It was for True Blood, and people scanned that, and it got them to sign up for the Twitter. It got them to go to their Facebook fan page. You could see exclusive clips there and other things about the cast. Time Magazine did special QR codes. And what this did, everything sectioned on their website. So if you want something on politics, something on religion, something on education, you just go to these special codes and you can kind of see, you know, this is Obama there. You know, this is students down there. So it's a little different. This is for a French company, and they were promoting a ballet recital, you know.
So you can do anything. You can do anything you want with
anything. And finally, this is the last one. This is a sponsor for the Camden River Sharks. So you see the bridge and the River Sharks logo there. And you scan that. The company actually creates creative QR codes. So they're sponsoring the River Sharks, and they, you know, put this on products so people could scan that and say, hey, how do we get these creative things? So what it does, it draws the attention. It looks a little different than just those little black stamps, and you know, people are using them a little creatively now, but they say that the jury's still out how effective these are as a marketing tool. So, but
we're gonna,
you can
let's
do it creatively.
Let's put those on asicicentral.com/radio so everyone can get some creative ideas.
But at least when
ideas.
You do
know
something creative like that, you're kind of extending your logo and like representing your brand in a better
way. Arty. It's arty. It's just not, you know.
Arty. All right.
Or
those
artsy.
Are very cool.
Arty. I like arty. Remember, I'm pedestrian.
Thank you very much, Joe. Michelle, we're going to skip down because I'm intrigued on this item. You've got some career lessons today from reality stars, and I can't imagine what they'd be.
Let's start with Chelsea Handler. Who here likes Chelsea Handler?
I do.
Chelsea Handler was not content just to be a reality star. She does comedy tours. She's also a best-selling author many, many times over. She has Are You There, God? It's Are You
Vodka.
There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea. Yeah. And a couple other things. So the lesson there is not to pigeonhole yourself into just one thing. While you may be a distributor, you can also be a consultant. You can also be a speaker. You can also, you know,
Be a blogger.
You can do many different things. So I think it's very easy to just to get stuck in your daily rut of just, you know, okay, I'm a promotional products distributor. You can do many other things with your creative promotional talents. Another one, Simon Cowell.
Now, you guys watch. I have a horrible feeling I know what's coming.
You guys watch that show. So he's, I do not watch American Idol, but he's the curmudgeon, correct?
Well, not anymore. Not now anymore. He's on X Factor.
Gotcha. Well,
he's a curmudgeon there.
Yeah.
The lesson about him is to be authentic. Always be yourself. That has really kind of worked for him, and that it sets himself apart.
Totally worked for him.
There are people in the industry who've really kind of carved out a niche for themselves because they play on their own personality. Dan Towns would be one from Shapenko. You know, he's known as being a southern, down-home guy, and he wears his seersucker suits to shows, and he really kind of plays up that persona. So be authentic to yourself.
I would say Michelle Bell would be another one.
Yeah, you think?
Yes.
Bethany Frankel, grow your brand. Now, who would have thought when she first, I know, right?
Skinny girl margaritas.
I had one last week. Worth apparently like anywhere between $50 million and $100 million, that brand. Who would have thought that skanks for the memory would have, you know, blossomed to be such a, you know, a mogul. And it's because she really kind of went back, looked at different mentors, looked at the way different people did things, like Oprah. Oprah really grew her brand to be magazines, TV network. And, you know, Bethany kind of looked around and grew her thing from just being a chef to having this, you know, skinny girl brand. And also, you know, she's going to be a talk show host.
She's had a couple reality shows.
I don't know who she is.
You know, from what I see, she also works very hard, is very focused.
She does, and that's a point that they made as well. It's not that, that she, you know, is riding the coattails of skinny brand margaritas. She's very focused, very ambitious, but she really kind of looks at many, many different options. Again, a lesson for this industry. I would say for suppliers in particular, you know, look at expanding your product lines.
Mm-hmm. What can you learn from Kim Kardashian?
Oh, geez.
You can
to fake a wedding?
How to be a hoe.
Yeah, she made $10 million on a fake wedding. I think that's a lesson. Kath, I think that Snooki was on the cover of Vanity.
Yes, she was, and I got a lot of feedback on that one.
I'm sure you did, but she has lessons for salespeople.
She does.
What's one of her lessons?
The same thing as Michelle said, be authentic. I mean, people either love her or they hate her, but she doesn't care. She goes for what she wants, and she also has she's also branding herself. She has a line of pickle slippers and whatnot that I know Andy wants a pair of.
Already on my Christmas
list. Snooki cookies.
You know what? She was on HSN the other night.
I heard that.
Yes.
In fact, I heard that because you texted it to
me. Yeah, I texted it to you.
All right, we have 1 minute for our editor's favorite things, and we're going to do Joe's rant. So, Andy, do your favorite thing in 10 seconds.
All right, we're highlighting drinkware in the counselor December issue. So I have a 16-ounce leather-wrapped stainless steel tumbler. It's actually kind of like the one that Joe has here. It's got a nice – it's not that one, but it's a it's got – yeah, you don't have to show that. It's a leather – it's a leather-wrapped tumbler, so you can imprint the leather. You can sort of deboss the leather, which is pretty cool and unique. And that comes from Primeline, which is ASI 79530.
Kathy, what's your favorite product of the week?
Well, mine is, you know how multiple passwords and usernames drive you bananas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, Alexander Manufacturing Company has an alphabetized recycled password pad, which includes space for the account username, password, hint, password, blah, blah, blah. You could keep them all in one little pad.
That's what I need. Get
yes,
that for me for Christmas,
I will.
Please. Joe, what's your favorite product?
This is a pop-out product. And, you know, we're used We're used to seeing those maps. You pop it out. Yep. Well, there's a lot of creative uses. What I like about this, it was for a golf tournament sponsored by BMW. So the map part was the course map. So people who came to the event, they could find out where they, you know, which way do I get to get them. Walk to get to the first hole, blah, blah, blah. And on this side, there's product information for the BMW series of cars and a slot here for a business card. So there's a lot of applications for this just beyond just a pop-up map. You could do a trade show floor map, and then you could do...
Okay, wrap it up.
Events.
We want to hear
it.
Your rant. Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is a ladies computer tote that's checkpoint-friendly, which I just love because just having gone through security and I have to bring my laptop out of my bag, this is great. You just put it right through, and it is from Leeds, ASI 66887, and it'll be on our website.
All right, we're going to have all those products on the website. They're already on there, I believe, at asicentral.com/radio. Joe, it's time for Joe's rant.
I actually need about an hour for this, and I don't know if I'm allowed to go there, but I'm going to go there. The Occupy, movement.
They got kicked out this morning.
Yes, all over the place are getting kicked out, but Philadelphia, I mean, they're negotiating with the city. The city wants to move to this other park because they got to do some work on the area where they are encamped, but they don't want to move unless they have electricity and water, and I'm sorry, but I pay for that in my house. And, they're not going to move because they might not get it for free, so they're going to stay there, and I'm just going to end it at that.
All right, so we won't see you in your other 99% T-shirt, then, is what you're saying.
No.
All right, we're out of time today. Thanks for listening. Glad we saved room for that. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place. Have a great week, everybody.